Chapter 9 Pepper's Discovery. The rest of the week went by, and Pepper came over every day after school. If I had any hesitation about her being my friend, there was no way out now. She had a way of declaring herself, and since I'm not the kind of person to make waves, it seemed a perfect match. It was sort of nice to be around someone who didn't care about my social shortcomings, who was actually an equal in that department, and someone who liked me for me. She was as present as an elephant with ankle weights, and I liked that about her. Pepper was my friend, and that was okay by me. Somehow my room became a top priority to both Aunt Holly and Pepper. Green paint was bought, and while I was at school through the week, Aunt Holly worked diligently on removing the ugly wallpaper. Come Saturday, all my belongings, a very sad pile, were stacked in the center of the space and covered with a sheet. Rollers, paint, and overly excited women with bandanas protecting their heads surrounded me. "Okay, Nim, you want the honor of making the first mark?" Aunt Holly asked. "Sure." I coated my roller in paint and pressed it to the wall. "Whoop!" Pepper shouted and started humming a song while she painted. "I hope you'll feel more at home now. I can't believe I never thought of suggesting we change some things to make you more comfortable. Guess it's been too long since I've had to think about anyone else. I just want you happy." Aunt Holly gave me a quick squeeze, nearly covering my ear in paint with her brush. "No worries, Aunt Holly. I didn't even think of it. It's all Pepper's fault," I said with a smile. My arms were so sore by the time we finished, I thought they would actually fall off. I wasn't the only one who was tired. Aunt Holly and Pepper fell onto the couch in the living room, splatters of forest green on their faces. "Oh my gosh, whose bright idea was that?" Pepper whimpered. "Okay, I think you guys earned pizza dinner. You want to pop a movie in or something while we wait?" "You know, I still haven't been given the full tour. Nim, show me the secret passageways." It took Pepper a minute to rise to her feet, but once she was up, she was already headed through the doorway. I used my last bit of strength to push myself after her. On the ground level, she discovered Aunt Holly's bedroom, the hot water closet, and laundry room. Nothing interesting there, so she bolted upstairs, leaving me to wonder where her burst of energy had come from. Pepper skipped my bedroom, Aunt Holly's art studio, and the bathroom, which she was already familiar with. This left two doors, and I didn't want her to go into either of them. "What's in here?" she asked, her hand resting on the doorknob to my grandparents' room. "That was my grandparents' room. We don't go in there." She wrinkled her nose as though she were imagining the ghosts of my grandparents just beyond the wall. Instead, she turned around, walked straight to the attic door, and pulled it open. Before I could stop her, she went up the steps. "Wait, Pepper?" She switched on the desk lamp as I emerged into the darkened room. I hadn't come back here all week. I'd been avoiding it. Out of sight, out of mind. I wasn't planning on using the pen again. Either I was crazy or it was magical, and I wasn't prepared to deal with either reality. Pepper sat down at the desk and leaned forward. "Was all this your grandpa's stuff? It's pretty sweet. Bookshelves everywhere." "Yeah, he liked books as much as me, if not more. Say, how about we go start a movie like Aunt Holly suggested? Hold on a sec. Look at all these cool little drawers. I wonder what's in them." She started opening them one by one. "I wonder what this is from." Pepper lifted up what appeared to be a translucent feather, but as she turned it under the light, it glowed blue. My curiosity piqued, and I joined her at the desk. I thought about the relic I had brought back from my story and realized Grandpa could have found some special items to bring back as well. It was his pen, after all. He had to have known about its powers. Pepper nudged me and asked, "What's up? You have your thinking cap on." "Oh, nothing." I took the feather from her and put it back in its resting place. "It's Grandpa's stuff. Leave it. Come on, let's go downstairs." I walked over to the top of the attic stairs and went down a step, hoping Pepper would get the hint. But instead, she did something else. "Ooh, Latin." With her hand resting on my story, and before I could stop her, She lifted up the golden pen and read its inscription. Bright light etched a line through the air. A perfect rectangle surrounded Pepper. A burst of wind blew her hair into a flurry around her head. And in an instant, the light and Pepper were gone.